Blog Talk Radio.
From the Half Moon Sports Bar in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host. And if it is the third Monday of each month, it is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce radio show starring none other than Luke Schaefer. Luke, you're laughing at that. Why is that?
You're starring. I just always love the introduction.
I
can starring. I don't know. Starring.
Starring role.
Hey, I'll take it. Take it however I can get it.
Lindsay Lohan is the co-star in this picture.
Really?
Oh, you're excellent. Not too excited.
Excellent. All right.
Okay. Lindsay Lohan.
I love to meet her.
Okay.
Some business.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Anyway, this is always a great time on the third Monday because North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, the greatest chamber in Arizona. Am I right, Mr. Luke?
There's no doubt. No doubt. The best chamber and the fastest growing chamber.
It really is.
Although it is our 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
We are growing by 30 members a month.
That is phenomenal.
Ridiculous.
It is, especially when chambers sort of shrink a little bit the last 5 years. You guys are kicking it, and it's because of you, Gordon Parkman, Jason Bressler, and the whole support team, phenomenal, as well as your members.
Well, and it's so great because there's so many things that the businesses and the communities can get out of the chamber. There's so many events that we do that involves business and community. It's a wonderful thing, and it provides businesses a platform to meet other neighboring business people. And then on top of it, it also provides us to help out with the community, which... How about that for a segue?
That was a great segue, which you have such a great guest today. And you want to do the honors and introduce them?
Yeah, you sure can. Yes. It's Mr. Eric Catrano from Catrano's Troop Run.
How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Doing very well.
Tell us a little bit about your charity. The charity for
military nonprofit organization.
What our goal is to raise money for the fallen soldiers of Arizona. For the children of their educational needs.
You know, I looked at your website, and by the way, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure and honor to have you, especially for what you do for the children. It's so important that children are taken care of. And I was looking at your website, and the mission statement was just excellent. There's no question. But then you had a section called The Dream, and I really like that. And it says, they were volunteers and selfless patriots. They gave their lives for our country, and we, who they have kept free, are left as the caretakers of their children. It is our duty and our honor to give these children the successful future of which their mothers and fathers dreamed. And that says it all, doesn't it? I mean, look at this. They're parents, you know, whether it's the dad or the mom, and sadly, they gave their lives for the country, and no one to take care of their children.
Exactly.
You have stepped in. That is, I just really honor you for that. So let's talk a little bit about that. How did you get into this? What was your passion, and how did you figure out to do something like this?
Well, what it all started out was my brother, Tony Catrano, which started what is an organization called the Illinois Freedom Run. Mm. And what the Illinois Freedom Run does is they raise money for the fallen soldiers of Illinois. And then they also raise money for the Middle East conflict wars. And then for years, I'd been asking my brother, Tony, hey, Tony, I want to be a part of it. Tony, I want to be a part of it. No, little brother, something will come along for you. Something will hit you someday. Something will just hit you right in the face, and you'll know what your passion will be and what your vision will be. Well, unfortunately, he passed last year in doing a benefit for Memorial Day weekend. He was on his way on his motorcycle. He crashed his motorcycle on the way there.
Oh.
He was getting ready to speak in front of 3,000 or 4,000 people or whatever. Never made it. And that just it hit me hard, and it woke me up on a lot of different levels, and I knew from there that I needed to do something on my own.
You know, that's sad. First of all, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
That had the Well, beyond words, so you can't even describe something like that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I'm still heartbroken. I had even had a tattoo put in his honor with, you know, motorcycle that he rode, and yeah, it's still tough.
Yeah, very, very, very tough, and sometimes these things, you know, motivate and ignite your passion, and evidently it did. And this is how you got into Catrano AZ Troop Run?
Yes.
So tell us, did you have a sort of an inkling of what you knew, or how long did it take to develop this idea, or was it just
believe
overnight?
Believe it or not, it was a lot of weird, if you would call, inner body and outer body experiences that I experienced from my brother's presence. I felt a lot of weird things that he was sending me some kind of signals, not as so much as a glass on the table moving type thing, but a lot of inner spiritual things that just hit me hard. And I knew that we had to do something different. I couldn't be a part of his organization. That's something that he started. I wanted to do something along the same line, did my research, realized that there wasn't anything like that in Arizona, and said, you know what, I'm going to do it. Let's just step up. Let's make it happen. And then it was all through the right connections of, you know, talking to this person, that person, you, Luke, whoever it may be. And before you know it, you got a following of people and say, hey, that's a great idea. Let's see what we can do to make this happen.
You know, sadly, it's sometimes when there's a tragedy like with your brother, it happens, sort of changes your view on life and how you are in life as compared to how maybe you were. You want to talk a little bit about that? Because you hear that so often, like, you know, people take things for granted, that things will continue the same every day you wake up and the sun will come out and everything will happen. But that's not always the case, is it?
That's not it. Not it at all. You know, I was, believe it or not, a couple of years ago, I was a pool boy. I mean, a gentleman that cleaned service, took care of swimming pools, and I just was a check-to-check type person and didn't really have any goals or future or, yeah, I'll make my check, I'll take care of my family, I'll do my business like everybody else, 9 to 5. And then when this happened, it hit me so hard deep inside my soul, I stepped up and said, okay, this is what I'm going to do the rest of my life. I want to raise money for these children, and they need to be taken care of.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And tell us a little bit about how this works then, how maybe people can participate, but also the mechanics is... how do you find the children that need help, for example?
Correct.
And it's always military, I suspect.
That's correct.
Yeah.
The Fallen Soldiers of Arizona, strictly.
So how do you do that? How do you go about getting people to say, hey, we're here for you, for the kids? How do people know you exist?
One of the main things, obviously, is the word of mouth, which is very important. Another avenue is through community events that we're participating in. And actually, we've had a couple events already. We're hosting another event. Another one is, like I said before, was connections, meeting the right people at the right place through our events, raising the funds to make this happen. Per se, like at our last event, was a huge car show, very, very well orchestrated car show that turned over excellent connections. One of the connections which was really, really powerful was one of the chaplains that actually go around to the fallen soldiers' families that know who these families are, that said, hey, I love what you're doing. What can I do to get you these people in your lives? So it's just, you know, little things like that, step by step by step.
How about we share your website and your information?
Yes. It's my last name, which is Cutrano. CutranoAZTroopRun.org. And I know it's a little difficult in the name. It's spelled CutranoAZTroopRun.org. We will be soon having something where you can punch in AZ Troops and it'll go right to our website. That's coming soon. And then, you know, we have our phone numbers and, you know, 602-577-9789 is one of our other connections.
So if folks know somebody that's in that type of situation, they can go right to the website, contact you guys.
Correct.
Kind of get some help.
Correct.
Kind of go from there and apply for certain things.
Yes. Well, our scholarships are a little bit different. What makes our scholarships different than any in the country, number one, our first thing is it's a pretty basic, like a lot of scholarships, it's a simple process of an essay. Unless they're little kids, then draw me a picture. I'm happy with that, showing some kind of pay it forward effort. Otherwise, what I would like them to do is sit down and really think about what Catrano Easy Troop Run has done for them, or what will they do for them to help their educational needs. Per se, their supplies of shoes and backpacks and laptops and things like that. Just something to show some kind of effort. But to the other part of it will be, is what we're trying to implement is the scholarship program will be a pay it forward, per se, a community service of some sort. Domestic violence, alcohol anonymous, drug dependency, anything to do with St. Mary's Food Bank, anything that they can go out and physically just try to help someone out and say, you know what, maybe I did lose someone that was very dear to me. We've all lost someone and we've all are very heartbroken by it. And I understand, you know, that's a very, very trying situation for them. But what I would like them to do is go, hey, you know what? Wow, you know, this person has been going through this or has this problem. Maybe we can feed off each other and make life a little bit of better, you know, as it is today.
So the eligibility, basically, military children.
Correct.
And I believe there's an age limit. Is it through the age of 21?
That's by our law standards, it's up to 21 for college scholarships and so forth. We are kind of backing off. We will help you up to, for your college scholarships. We're not saying we wouldn't help you. We would like to back off just a little bit and help the kindergartners through the 12th graders because they're the ones that need it the most.
Gotcha.
They really need it the most.
And that totally makes sense. Now, if someone right now wanted to apply, go through the application process, and then as well as like how many people get how many kids would get awarded? Is it, you know, what's the criteria you use? Is it just do you have certain times you apply, or is it wide open? Why don't you go through that process for the listeners?
You could apply for it throughout the year. That's totally open. How the scholarship's going to work is obviously it's going to be how much funds are obviously there. You know, if we have the funds, we are definitely going to make sure that you're taken care of. If we don't, we're going to make sure that someone else is going to step in and, you know, make sure it happens. It'll be applied twice a year, where I think we're working on June and November, I believe, is when the scholarships will actually be given out to the certain, you know, individuals. And then they'll have to just very simple process. Stress-free is what I'm trying to do. The stress-free part is showing some military credentials that the family soldier was in the military, show that there's a death certificate, you know, little simple things. I don't want it because there's so many programs out there that there's a list of 10 or 15 things that they've got to pass in order to get this scholarship. They don't need that. They don't need that. And then what's going to make a difference, what our scholarship program is let's say they need a backpack and shoes and a laptop. Well, every single year until they get out of high school, they'll automatically receive that item. They'll automatically receive a backpack every single year. They'll automatically receive shoes or pencils or whatever they apply for, and they don't have to reapply every year. They'll go into our database. It'll automatically come up, okay, this kid's going to the seventh grade next year. He needs this, this, this. We've provided for him.
Because I know you did something like that this year, right? For back to school?
Yes, yes.
Tell us a little bit about how that went. How many people that impacted?
Oh, my goodness. That was absolutely amazing. Our first car show.
Yeah.
It was it's a Hot Rods and Hogs bikini bike wash, which was kind of fun.
Oh, really?
I was out in the sun and some beautiful models.
Back to the bikini. hey, where was your bike? Oh, you have a bike to go?
Yeah.
I couldn't bring my Sereno.
You know what's funny is we actually had a gentleman show up with some lowrider bicycles that wanted the bicycles washed.
Wow.
I say, for a price, no problem. Pitch it a buck. I'm fine with that. Whatever whatever it takes, you know, it's fine.
So this was a bikini bike wash.
Yeah. Hot Rods and Hogs, classic car show.
Oh, hot
bikini bike wash, yes. And it was for our first show that we put together ourselves. It was phenomenal. Absolutely.
Where did you have it?
We had it at the Steel Horse Saloon over in 1818 West Bell Road.
Where was it? What's
Steel Horse Saloon?
Steel Horse.
Yep.
Do you know that one?
Ah, no. Right there at the corner of 19th Avenue and Bell.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I know where that is. 19th Avenue
right
over
here.
Yes. Oh, by the Big Apple.
Yes, right across the street from the Big Apple.
Yeah.
That's correct.
I'll be going there tonight. Oh, it's too late.
Arizona's largest biker bar.
I'll buy a hot rod. There you go. Wow, so how many people you think attended?
We were predicting probably, I'm saying 500 plus, maybe, if not more.
Kind
of coming and going throughout the day, maybe a little bit more than that.
And out of that event,
how did that, you know, how did that affect
the ripple rate?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, it was phenomenal. We got about close to 500 backpacks and school supplies.
Really?
We had a World War One military vet step up, give us $300 worth of school supplies. We had over probably close to 100 cars. The bike turnout wasn't as high because I didn't push it as much as I should have, but the turnout was just amazing. And we ended up taking it to a school in Litchfield Park, and it was amazing. What I understand from talking to the principal out there, that 80% of the children of that school, they need food boxes. Once a week, apparently, they step up, they get a food box. They have a room just for people that donate food consistently, and they were having to take food boxes home. So it was a phenomenal thing to watch these people just light up when we walk in with all these backpacks and school supplies.
That's the greatest reward you can really experience in life, isn't it?
Exactly.
See a little kid smile like that?
Yes, exactly.
Incredible. Let's take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Aaron Cattrano. And, of course, he is the president and founder of Cattrano Hazy Troop Run. Well, this is a North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce radio hour every third Monday, starring Luke Schaefer.
Of course.
And, hey, that was good.
Hey,
who used to say that on TV?
Of course.
I don't know.
There's
I
some
man here.
Oh,
that must have been you on
that. Oh, yeah.
We got a new thing going on, and
of
we'll
course.
Be right back.
Weidenauer, Heinzen & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinzen & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today. 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. We're broadcasting live here from the Half Moon Sports Bar in Phoenix, Arizona. And this is the third Monday of each month. So it is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce radio show starring Lou Schaefer.
I'm glad to be back. And not to mention that the Half Moon is a chamber member.
Yes, and it's a great place.
You know what I love about this place? Are the burgers. The burgers. If you haven't had a hamburger at Half Moon, any of the locations, you got to go. Because they are something to come down and take a taste.
And
it's a great atmosphere.
Oh, it's a great atmosphere. Also, the wings are good.
The wings? I've never had the wings.
Yeah, the wings are good at happy hour. I don't want to misquote it, but I believe it was, and it still might be half price. But I don't want to state these prices without the
current
of the owner.
Yeah.
But that's what it was when I came here. And all the food is good.
Yeah, we have some chips and guac sitting right there.
No way.
Yes.
What's it doing there? It's right over there.
I know.
Oh, man.
I don't
this
know
is a great place. But maybe we could get, towards the end of the segment, maybe we could get one of the managers say hi.
We should.
Yeah, we should do
excellent
that.
Idea.
We'll do that towards the end of the show. Anyway, this is a great show because we're really honored to have the founder and president of AZ Troop Run, Inc., nonprofit organization, of course, Aaron Cotrano. And Aaron, it's really nice what you're doing. And I'm sort of curious, and just to summarize what you're doing, you're providing support and a lot of things for kids of fallen troops, you know, fallen parents that were in the military up to age 21, and much needed because not only the shock and the devastation of losing one or maybe both of your parents, you know, just that alone can devastate a family.
Correct, correct.
So that's just a place where needed help is so important. I'm curious about the response you're getting from other groups, from organizations you provide for the kids, like schools, and also the parents and the kids themselves. What are the responses you're finding?
Oh, my goodness, it's actually overwhelming. Our anticipation when we first started was a simple little fundraiser, raise a couple hundred bucks here, just to kind of get our feet wet. But it has taken off so fast that I don't even know if I'm ready for it, to be honest with you. I'm a little nervous at the same time, but I'm also stoked the
yeah.
fact that it's taking off the way it is. It started from ground up to we're in the clouds now. I mean, it's gone off so fast in the last 8 months, and the response from the fellow community and the parents are just coming up and crying, and I got people just saying, thank you so much for what you do. We appreciate you, and this is going to be phenomenal, and the praise is amazing, absolutely amazing.
Now, let's talk about an event. I know you have a huge event coming up in November.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about it. I know it's exciting. It's at a great location.
Oh, Turf Paradise.
There's lots of things happening, Dave.
Oh,
yeah. Turf Paradise?
Yes. It's going to be phenomenal.
That's a nice place.
Yes. Yeah.
We're talking, what, bands?
Bands?
A couple cars going on. We're going to have classic hot rods and cars, motorcycles, military vehicles. The USS Arizona is going to be out there.
We're hoping to have some tanks, machine gun jeeps. Some classic bikes are going to be out there. We're talking the horses are going to be running all in one.
a couple phenomenal bands. Chuck DeFlorio is going to be playing, which is a well-local artist here in town that's been around for a while, ex-military vet, of course.
Oh.
And a couple of his buddies are going to get up there and play, ex-military vets that are absolutely just phenomenal. And then we've got another band, Chad Freeman and Redline, which is an up-and-rising superstar country guy that's he travels to Vegas, he does California, he's huge, very, very huge, all stepping up to help us out for this event. We're talking cornholing, we're talking mechanical bulls, face painting,
wow,
ponies, any kind of carnival style, festival style, that's what we're planning to do. It's a huge military fall festival at Paradise. It's going to be phenomenal.
And between your draw and Turf Paradise's draw, what were you anticipating?
Wow.
When do you test it for Turf Paradise?
Yes, Turf Paradise, believe it or not, you're gonna be... when they told me this, I almost fell over my seat. I was like, huh? Are you sure about that number? Are you sure about that? And they both just looked at me like, yes, we're sure. We're anticipating close to 10,000 people coming
wow,
going
really?
For the event from 12 to 6 p.m. Yes.
12 to 6, what day is that?
It's on November 16th, 2013, on a Saturday. Starts 12 noon, and it ends at 6 p.m.
Wow.
We've got vendors, we've got raffles, we've got silent auction, you name it. One of my goal was is obviously have a big military fall festival for the kids.
Gotcha.
That is
yeah,
the bottom line here. Let's raise money, put it in the bank, and when we're ready to give our scholarships, we're ready to do it. That's the whole, and obviously recognition. But the thing I want to do is I want people to go, wow, that was cool. That was one heck of a festival, and want to redo it every single year.
Will there be something like at the door, like bring this to get a ticket, or you know, whether that's a backpack,
yes,
or
yes,
I don't know what that would
yes,
be.
We're asking for donations of canned goods. We're asking for donations of toys for the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
We're asking for yeah. I mean, I think it's a phenomenal. Bring us some toys. Bring us some canned goods.
Yeah.
You know, for the needy. You know, I'm sure Luke could use a couple extra cans of beans there, you know, for his guacamole over here. Or whatever. Oh, it's salt.
I bought it for everybody. Got it for everybody.
No, it's gone already.
I know.
Oh, no, there it is.
No,
okay.
So I heard you say hot rod.
Yes.
But I didn't
oh,
hear you say
hot rod.
Oh, not this time. It'll be a little cold out there.
Carefully.
It'll be a little cold and unappropriate for a lot of people.
Okay.
It's that cold.
All right. Next time. Maybe the Spring Festival.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow, this is great. So that's November 16th.
November 16th. At
Saturday.
Yep.
12 to 6.
Mark your calendar.
Yeah. Wow, we'll be on 1480 AM, but I wonder... Turf Paradise.
I got some ideas. Yeah, maybe there'll be some ideas.
I'm
out there. I'm going to talk to you about that.
Maybe you could be in the middle of the track.
Well,
I'm
thinking I'd ride a horse.
Oh.
Well, that would be...
And there goes Dave on the home stretch. And it's in a Shetland pony.
And the race has been extended since everyone finished the thing. All right.
Yeah, that's a beautiful place. I've been to networking groups and so on.
Excellent.
At Paradise Reserve. How about you? You've been
phenomenal.
Right.
Did I use your word, phenomenal? Phenomenal
facility.
I love it.
It's great.
Very, very good. I think at one time they wanted to take that out, too. And
they did. Yeah.
But it
really
didn't go. It's still there.
Mm.
I think it's there to stay.
I like it.
Too.
Oh, it's a great place.
Beautiful.
It really is.
And you know what's funny about the whole thing is when I first went in there, you know, when you go in and you talk to the people and try to let them know what you're all about and how you want it to happen, there's always, unfortunately, there's that gatekeeper. There's always that one gatekeeper. Here, I'll take your information and I'll make sure somebody gets it. Well, I was a little bit smarter than that. I actually walked in there, acted like I knew the place and said, no, I have an appointment with so-and-so. And I walked right past the gatekeeper, went right to the sales director and knocked on the door and said, I have an appointment with you. I need to see you. And she looked at me like, what are you talking about? Well, the lady up front sent me back here and said that I can speak with you. And it worked. It absolutely, she got in love with it. She passed it on to her board, and her board was just like, wow, we've never done something like this. We are on board with you 100%. So it was meant to be.
What do you do in your spare time? Would you like to work for a radio show?
I know.
That was impressive. We do have the lady from Paradise Turf online, too, right now. Just kidding.
Oh. I'm like, what? I'd love to hear what she has to say.
Yeah, like, good job. That's very clever. Luke, have you ever done that?
No, I have not. Not used that technique.
I think
I'm thinking about it.
Now, let me ask you a few things about the kids.
because it really is all about the kids. And,
yeah.
But not really. I mean, it affects the parents, the surviving
the whole family.
Yeah, so and the brothers, sisters, et cetera.
Everybody, grandparents, everybody's involved.
But what's interesting is the psychological impact, the sadness that a kid would go through if one of their or both parents you know, passed away in combat or whatever way it happened. So do you work with either now or will you be working with groups that take care of the psychological aspects of the kids? Because that's also a probably important point, a part of this whole thing,
right,
is to make sure they their emotional part of them is
yes.
is healing. Maybe.
Yeah. So what we'd like to do is work with local community organizations that will offer their services or actually at a discounted rate or something to help these kids get through the psychological turmoil that they're going to go through. It's just all a step-by-step process of getting the right people in our corner. And that's our goal, definitely.
So are there groups out there that you know of or perhaps, look, you probably know a few groups.
Tons of groups.
Yes, I know. I know actually some groups.
Yes, the Magellan Group. I believe the Magellan Group
yeah.
is one of them. That's a really good one.
Yeah, because I think it's really important, that aspect.
Yes.
Is that one of your plans downstream also maybe to joint venture with a group?
Yes.
Because that's got to be, I can't even imagine what a kid would go through.
Yes, I think that's a very, very, very good question. And the answer is yes, we need to have those type of people step up to us and tell us what they can offer us and how we can help the children, you know, succeed in what they need to do.
So
now,
speaking of that, should we put out the website one more time? Maybe
yeah.
contact?
I think that's a great idea. I'd love to say that.
Wanted to get a hold of you?
It's so hard for people to remember, but it's Cutrano, aztroofrun.org, and that's spelled Cutrano, aztroof.org. And our phone number is 602-577-9789.
How about, I'm sure you're on social media.
Yes, we are on Facebook, we are on Twitter, we're on Pinterest, a new one.
Pinterest?
Oh, yeah. Pinterest.
I don't even know that. What is that?
Pinterest?
Yeah, what is it? Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I love Pinterest.
Really?
Great.
I've seen it on TV. I thought it was like a stop thing.
I just learned it, yeah.
It is great. It's kind of equivalent to like Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, really?
Where you can follow stuff and you can find certain things on it.
How's it different, do you know?
My wife gets a lot of recipes off of it.
Recipes?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's very good. It's different as, you know, it's similar, but a little bit different.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard to explain.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. I get invited to all these new, like sort of like LinkedIn, but it's not. And there's a ton
yeah.
It goes, someone wants to endorse me. I didn't even know I was running for politics.
I endorsed you.
You did?
Yes.
Did I accept?
I hope so.
I didn't even know what it was. So I went to Pinterest and got a recipe.
You made some brownies or something.
Yeah, it was.
Well, you know what? I just met you today, and you got the first vote right here. You're
yay!
There you go. Right. That's a start right there.
Hey, that was
all takes is one person. There you go.
Politics. Wow, I don't know if I'd ever really want to run. How about you, Luke?
Me, no.
How about you, Aaron?
No, not for me.
It's unanimous.
Yep.
The no's have it. Well, anyway, let's take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. This is Breakthrough Thinking, and we're broadcasting live here at the Half Moon Sports Bar in Phoenix, Arizona. This is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour, starring, yes, it is, Luke Schaefer.
Of course.
How do you like how I say that?
Luke,
I like
Schaefer.
It. Yeah.
I like it.
And our special guest, Aaron Cutrano, founder and president of Cutrano AZ Troop Run, Inc., a great nonprofit organization created to provide educational funding in the form of scholarships to children of fallen troops in Arizona. And we'll be right back.
At Beerenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking live here at the Half Moon Sports Grill in Phoenix, Arizona. And, of course, if it's the third Monday of each month, it is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce radio show starring Luke Schaefer. And, Luke, we have another special guest.
Another special guest.
And this is great because we have one of the managers of the Half Moon Sports Grill.
Which
is one of three.
One of three.
That's
and
right. One of two.
And also a North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce member.
Oh, wow. That's even better. Tiffany Barella, welcome to the show.
Hi.
This is great because I'm a big fan. I go to this location, which is, what, 3rd and Greenway, I believe.
3rd Street and Greenway.
And also Camelback, I want to say 24th.
It's about 20th Street and Highland Avenue.
Yeah. Okay,
right,
that's right.
Camelback,
yeah.
That's it.
Both are great. The service is always great at either location. Food is phenomenal. Talk a little bit more about this. You loaded with TVs here, so it's really a sports fan's delight, isn't it?
Absolutely. We actually just got the opportunity to redo our TV system, so now everything is HD. The pictures are just impeccable. There was a difference before between what you were watching as far as football games and the golf and all that stuff. So everything looks amazing now. So we just did that. We're really glad we got that opportunity. So on Sundays, we have every NFL live game.
Oh, wow.
Every TV is specific to a different game. You can come talk to the hostess, figure out where you need to sit to see your game and catch all the live action.
Wow. How about this? Yes. Tell us what Half Moon is like known for, like food-wise. Or what are they going to get when they come here and experience Half Moon experience? Yes, the Half Moon experience.
Right?
I like it. Yes.
I would say you can never go wrong with the wings. I mean,
we've won
the best damn wings for the Sports Talk Radio. I mean, it's amazing. Our burgers are really good, too.
Yes.
I wouldn't discount the burgers.
Okay, you got in there.
Our starters are half off for happy hour, as well as our wings, and that it goes all weekend. On Saturday, Sunday, it's half off wings.
What time is that?
It's all day Saturday and Sunday. That's just specific to the wings. Monday through Friday during happy hour includes the half off appetizers.
When does happy hour start?
From 3 to 7, and then again from 10 to close, which is 2 a.m. every night, no matter what.
Whoa. Is that right?
Correct.
Wow. That's when you're here.
Yeah.
2 a.m. Usually 3 a.m. I had no idea. But that's impressive to have every NFL game. Now, I suspect this is Monday. I don't suspect they know that. But guess what? You're going to probably be packed tonight.
Absolutely.
So what's your biggest where do the crowds come? Is it usually Monday or Thursday night, too, I bet?
Well, Thursday night games have been pretty popular, too. It just really depends on the game tonight. I know it's the
Pittsburgh
Steelers.
Cincinnati.
Yes, and there's tons of Pittsburgh Steelers fans, so game starts at 5:40. I'm sure we'll be busy by 5.
Wow. And then how about Sunday mornings and afternoons?
Sunday morning, we open at 9 a.m. None of the games start until about 10, and those are the early games. So 9 a.m., we open our doors. We have a Bloody Mary bar, a mimosa bar set up. People usually know that it's going to get packed, so they come and park out.
Oh, really?
To get ready for the day. Yeah.
it's
a big deal.
It's hard to find the seats.
It's a big deal, yeah.
Sundays.
Yes. And just believe me, I don't get any perks as a manager. I have to be here at 9:01 also to get a good seat.
9:01?
Yes. That's very
specific. You can't get in early?
No. Well, no, I can't.
Like 8:59?
I can't. It would
really?
Be nice.
Where's your seat?
Everywhere.
What's the best? I see a lounge back here.
Yes, we have two side rooms. One's called the Skybox. One is called the Loge.
The Skybox. You're
the Loge.
those give you the feeling of being in your living room, basically. There's
a
TV. You have your own sound. You've got little ottomans you can kick your feet up on.
Really? Can people rent that, reserve it? Or
you know what? It's first come, first serve.
Really?
Yes.
So
9:01. Exactly.
Or 8:59. Wow, and is it reserved just for everyone? Someone's waving to us. Was that Ashley waving? Is Ashley waving?
No, Ashley's over there.
Oh.
She would be waving.
So it's not Ashley. Someone's flirting with you, Luke.
Not me.
I
can't even see me.
Yeah, it has to be. You're a former All-American from North Dakota.
Long time ago.
Okay, so is it one group that can go in there or many people along the
Many people. Many people. We've... As long as you get here and you pop a squat, you're welcome to invite your friends up. And I have seen different groups kind of intermingle together. You know, they know that their TV or that their game is on that TV, so they ask, hey, do you mind if we join you? I mean, people have made friends just by peeking around the corner to see what game
it's
on.
It's a friendship grill.
Yeah.
Make
yeah.
friends. Wow, I like this. So,
I can't guarantee everybody stays friends till the end of the game, but they definitely start that way.
Yeah, true. Which is good. And football is probably the most popular of all the sports.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I know I came here during the Stanley Cup Finals. That was sort of cool. NBA is probably pretty big, too,
yeah.
I suspect.
Yes, yes.
And then baseball,
Baseball, well, I mean, we're going to be getting into the playoffs pretty soon. So, yeah, we get busy for that stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. The D-backs. Oh, poor D-backs.
Yeah, poor D-backs.
Not this year.
Great organization, however. Really
How about
nice.
Some business folks around the area for lunch?
We get a couple people that come over from Chase Bank. I see them quite often. There's some other guys that come in from the car dealership.
But
lunch definitely
special?
Yeah, lunch specials we have each day is specific to a certain item. So today was the Angus burger with cheese.
I missed it.
Yes.
Wait, it's not too late. Oh, it's a lunch.
It only goes till 3. I think we can make an exception.
What do you think, Luke?
No, I got to run.
You
got
another
appointment at 4:30.
You do?
Yes.
All right, maybe next time.
Maybe
I could barely eat my guac.
Yeah,
But people are eating them for
it's
you.
Every Monday. All right. You can come back
every
Monday. Yes.
Let's so there's always business lunch.
Tuesday is the tossed cod salad.
Oh, that's good. Let's Wednesday. We might as well go through all
that.
Yeah,
might as well. Wednesday is the Southwest Club Wrap.
Ah, I don't wrap. Okay, Thursday.
I don't wrap.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you don't need
prove it.
Oh, you don't need it. How do you do that?
Okay, let's go to Thursday.
Thursday, that's all. Thursday is the barbecue pulled pork sandwich, and Friday is the fish and chips.
That's good. Saturday? That's
Saturday, we don't do the lunch specials. It's the half-off wings all day Saturday.
And that
and
is
Sunday.
Good. I'm not kidding you, Luke.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, this is a great place. We really like this place a lot. And there's a lot of sports grills, sports bars. But this is one of the best of all with service and food. And the comfortability is what really makes this shine, I think.
I agree. Thank you.
Wow, you are more than welcome. I am so happy you came by. We're going to take a quick break and then get back to discussing our special guest, the North Phoenix Chamber Commerce Radio Show. Luke Schaefer is the star. Tiffany, thank you so much, and hopefully we'll see you again real soon.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate
you're more
it.
Than welcome, and we are broadcasting live from the Half Moon Sports Grill in Phoenix, Arizona. We will be right back.
Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home. Oh. He was too far.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
At Beerenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Reidenauer, Heinzen & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Reidenauer, Heinzen & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Thinking, broadcasting live at the Half Moon Sports Grill in Phoenix, Arizona. And, of course, the third Monday of each month is North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce radio show. And he's giving me the signal. I did so well.
Now you're going to screw it up.
I know. 5 minutes. To figure
it
out.
Oh, 5 minutes? I thought you meant, Mr. Greg, I thought you meant stop.
He was just giving me the 5 minutes.
5 minute mark.
We should hustle.
Should I move?
Yes. No.
Should I get going? Like
this,
Wisconsin
okay,
quarterback in the ASU game?
This doesn't mean start over. This means 5 minutes.
That's what
right?
I thought you meant. 5 seconds, 5 minutes. So
five. Oh. I thought you meant to start over. No, okay.
Two cards. They should know by now after all these years.
No, I was getting
that is
your son. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
So, especially when I was counting minutes.
I thought you guys meant start over.
Okay,
no, okay,
we
start
over
as
that finger gesture. Right. Too, so.
Well, anyway, let's go back. Now, where was I? We got, of course, special guest. Wait, I didn't say sorry, Luke Schaefer.
Okay,
I've got that in there. And special guest, of course, Aaron Petrano, founder and president of the Toronto AZ Troop Run, Inc., a great nonprofit organization to help kids, fallen soldiers, and that's always a sad event. Before we get right back to Aaron, really quick, Luke, North Phoenix Chamber Commerce, what's going on?
Quickly, let's talk about it. The chamber is busy. We're growing like crazy, like I mentioned before. I'm just throwing this out there to anybody who owns a business or knows a business owner, wants to get involved in growing their own business and getting involved in the community as we're talking today. See us at the NorthPhoenixChamber.com. You can look at the website. That website gets over 600,000 hits a month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Take a look. Get to know us a little bit more. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter as well. But go to NorthPhoenixChamber.com. You can talk and you can learn more about how to become a member, and also you can learn about how we help our community. We've been around for over 50 years this month.
And so you're having an anniversary party
Thursday night at the Point of Tepetu, which is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce member.
And who's going to do some broadcasting?
Dave, you will be there. You'll be there. I have the closing remarks.
Oh, you do?
So, yeah, I'm the vice chairman.
So you can now say, and now, every Luke Schaefer.
Yes, and I'll say, we'll
Luke.
Do that.
Yeah, I called Luke the other day, and I'm like, Luke, I am a brother. Or we could do it like the L.A. Kings. Luke.
So if anybody's interested, if you want to join us, you can come to any of our functions to take a look. Learn more about the chamber at NorthPhoenixChamber.com, or you can call at 602-561-2348.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Now my first rodeo.
Yeah. No, not at all. Luke used to be our original sports guy 4 or 5 years ago. 2 minutes left. Oh, my gosh. Real quickly, Aaron, You wanted to talk a little bit about scholarships, Pop Warner, cheerleading, extracurricular activities. What do we got?
Yeah, so
in 60 seconds.
In 60 seconds or less, and 59 seconds or less, what we're going to do is not only are we going to work on scholarships for educational needs, we want to do the summer camps. We want to do the Pop Warner. We want to do cheerleading, basketball camps. Anything to do with children to help them succeed in life, that's our goal, to move up and on is our goal. It's obviously is a learning thing, too, is educational can go in so many different directions. Sports is obviously a great thing to do. Another thing that I'd like to throw out there is we're actually going to have three billboards put up here in the Valley. What's going to have our information on three major billboards, I-17 and Thunderbird. We're actually putting a billboard up Glendale in the 101, and our last one will be at 51st Avenue in Thunderbird. Thank you so much for having me.
Wow. Give us again your contact information.
It's Aaron Cutrano, and it's going to be Cutrano, A-Z Troop Run, B-U-T-R-A-N-O, at A-Z, I screwed it up, didn't I? Cutrano, A-Z Troop Run, .org.
Yes.
602-577-9789.
Aaron Cutrano, thank you so much for coming on. I want to have you again. There's no doubt what you do is priceless.
Thank you.
And so rewarding. Luke, how do they get in touch with you? We got to give you a shout out. American Family Insurance.
Oh, yes, American Family. Yes. I'm the one up at that on the agency up at 17th Street and Bell Road. Looking for auto, home, small business insurance, life insurance. You can call me at 602-788-5359.
Excellent. And again, thank you, Aaron. Thank you,
thank
Luke.
You.
And we'll be on again tomorrow with negotiating the crossroads, talking about the five languages of love. A great show, great subject if you're in a relationship, or even if you're not. And this is Breakthrough Thinking, broadcasting live at the Half Moon Sports Grill in Phoenix, Arizona. Everyone have a great night. Enjoy Monday Night Football here at the Half Moon Sports Grill. See you later.